This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Robinson, Texas. Surveillance video captures a man walking in a Walmart where he buys a large plastic container, shovel, gas can. Shortly after, police get reports of a fire. In a field, police find a body inside a plastic tub, burned beyond recognition. Nearby, a white labradoodle barking. Despite attempts to lead him away, the dog stays where the body's found the next day. A neighbor reports the dog is still there. Animal control scans his microchip, identifying his owner, Mandy Rose Reynolds.
Nancy, that hero dog, Titan, split the case wide open. Once investigators confirm Mandy's identity with dental records, they run her license plates and find her car is being driven in Wichita, Kansas. Derek Dagano, Mandy's cousin, is found behind the wheel after a futile high-speed chase. A .380 pistol found in the car matches shell casings found near Mandy's body.
Derek Dagano now serving life for first-degree murder. Memphis pastor Gregory Harris of Greater New Hope Baptist Church arrived Sunday morning to chaos. The church's side door torn off, speakers ripped from the walls, office ransacked. Strange thing missing, a toilet and a box of crayons. Despite the violation, Harris carries on with services, refusing to let the thieves, quote, have the victory. His message, your actions may bring short-term gain, but they'll haunt you in the end. Still no resolution. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In New Mexico, a man who fled from police and fatally shot an officer during a high-speed chase has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. 27-year-old Dominic De La O received the sentence just days after a jury convicted him of first-degree murder and additional charges in the July 2023 death of Officer Anthony Ferguson. Officer Ferguson, an 11-year veteran of the Alamogordo Police Department, was killed after he attempted to stop De La O's vehicle in the early hours of July 15th. Authorities say De La O, who was driving without headlights, refused to pull over, initiating a pursuit that ultimately ended in tragedy. According to state police, De La O crashed his vehicle into a light pole, abandoned it, and attempted to escape on foot while carrying a sawed-off shotgun. Investigators say he fired at Officer Ferguson during the chase, critically wounding him. Officer Ferguson was rushed to a hospital where he succumbed to his injuries the following day. State Police Chief Troy Weisler expressed hope that the conviction and sentencing would bring some measure of justice to Ferguson's family and colleagues, though he added, quote, it will never replace the loss of Officer Ferguson. De La O was eventually captured after police shot him in the leg during his attempted escape to a nearby residence. The Owosso Public School System in Oklahoma has agreed to implement new anti-harassment policies following a federal investigation into the death of a 16-year-old non-binary student. Details now from Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Next Benedict, a student at Owosso High School, died by suicide in February, a day after a confrontation with classmates in a school restroom. The U.S. Department of Education launched the investigation in March after civil rights advocates from the Human Rights Campaign raised concerns about the district's handling of harassment complaints, including those involving NECS. According to investigators, the district failed to inform Nex's parents or provide the student with supportive resources, despite federal Title IX rules requiring them to address sex-based harassment. The probe also uncovered multiple incidents over 3 years where school officials were aware of harassment but did not guide students or parents on filing complaints or provide assistance. Allegations included a teacher's inappropriate online conduct with female students and students experiencing verbal abuse and physical attacks. As part of a voluntary resolution, the district will notify parents of harassment cases, issue an anti-harassment statement, review its policies, and provide staff and student training on Title IX compliance.
Owosso Superintendent Margaret Coates addressed parents in a letter, assuring them that the district is committed to fostering a safe, discrimination-free environment.
Thanks, John. Super Bowl Sunday 2020, Abby Flynn, 59, plans to throw a party, telling her son she's going to take a walk first near her Gloucester, Massachusetts home. By 4:30, her friends arrive to find her house ready, food prepared, decorations out, Abby nowhere. Phone inside. As the hours pass, family reports are missing. Police, fire, and U.S. Coast Guard conduct a massive search. Mary Abby Flynn, white, 5'5", 150 pounds, last seen wearing a navy blue L.L. Bean puffer jacket, blue jeans, flannel shirt, L.L. Bean boots. Anyone with info, please contact Gloucester PD, 978-283-1212. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please, join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.